This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
O servants of Allah, O children of Adam, indeed we witness with our eyes and with our minds and with our hearts and with our souls the changes the world is experiencing, the regression the world manifest for us, the lack of progress in front of our eyes. We witness this, O servants of Allah. We witness riches being turned into poverty. We witness stability being turned into chaos. We witness happiness being replaced by depression. We witness recessions. We witness job loss. We witness depression, we witness sadness, we witness instability. Nobody knows what tomorrow will bring. What has happened to the world? Where is that world that we read about at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? After the world was turned from darkness into light, after ignorance was removed and knowledge replaced that ignorance, where is the world that saw happiness replace depression, that saw stability in economy replace recession? Where is the world, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam? Indeed, the world has changed. Today, we will witness another historical event with a new leader being inaugurated for 4 years or maybe more in a country from the countries of the world. Who knows what this inauguration will bring for us, will bring for the ummah, the believing ummah and the disbelievers as well. Nobody knows. Who knows what tomorrow will bring in terms of the economic situation? We've seen people lose their riches without even spending their wealth. Their money sits in the bank and currencies crash. It devalues. They've lost financial standing. They've lost material well-being without them even spending that wealth. What has happened to the world? O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, indeed, we can have a long analysis of what has happened to the world. But to bring matters closer to home, let us start with ourselves. For indeed, charity begins at home. A long time ago, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he stood in front of a just king who was a Christian king, a non-Muslim king. And this king asked him to validate his stance and the stance of the Muslims and the stance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in light of the propaganda that the Quraysh came to Najashi with. And Ja'far stood with izzah, with honor, with stability, and he spoke a word that indeed is recorded in golden ink. He addressed Najashi and he said that we were a people that worshipped idols. We were a people that never respected the bonds of kinship. We never looked after the rights of our neighbors. We oppressed people with our wealth and financial dealings. We were oppressive in our speech. We were oppressive in our actions. We lacked good manners. And then came Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came to us and he taught us to only worship one Allah and not a plethora of idols. He taught us to respect the rights of our neighbor, to respect the rights of wealth in business transactions, to look after the weak and support the oppressed. He taught us good character in speech and in action. And this is who we are. This is a presentation of the reality of Islam that was given to Najashi. Basically, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was saying that we were a wretched people because we were a sinful people. And now we have become a people who are saved because of good deeds and because we have left sin. O servants of Allah, it is our sins. It is our sins that places us in the predicaments that we find the ummah in today. We are interdependent beings. The ummah is one body. Don't ever feel that your lack of piety is something that only you will feel. Yes, you will feel it in the greatest way, and especially in the hereafter. But in terms of an ummah that is integrated and interdependent as per the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know and understand that your sins in your home, your sins in your businesses, your sins in your rooms, your sins with each other is causing a deeper weakening of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is happening in Syria is because of our sins. What is happening in Palestine is because of our sins. What is happening in Libya and Burma and any place on earth that the ummah is feeling this oppression is because of our sins. And until we get up and understand that we ourselves are responsible, we are the spoke in the wheel of progress. Until we accept that, until we announce that, no change will come, O servants of Allah, and no children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, that the one who follows my guidance, this is the only way, he will never go astray and he will never be sad. He will never see his brethren astray, nor will he see his brethren sad. He will never see a sad Muslim child. He will never see a sad Muslim brother. He will never see a sad Muslim sister. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. But if you go against the Qur'an and the Sunnah, if you enter the realm of sins, if you make sins the order of your day, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, then for you, then for your people, then for your circumstance and situation, because collectively if a people engage in sin, then this is a collective situation that they're bringing upon themselves. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, then for that person and everyone who follows that person will be a depressed life, a narrow life, a sad life, a difficult life, a life of recession, a life of oppression, a life of no rain, a life of poor leaders. This is what will happen as per the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a universal law. Allah is telling us that Allah can do anything for us, but He is telling us that He won't unless we change ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change your situation. It's not that He can't. He has decreed that He won't unless you change your situation yourself. So if you leave the hudayah, the guidance of Allah, then you will live the life that comes to a person who leaves the guidance of Allah. And it doesn't end there, for Allah says, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and we will raise this person blind on the day of Qiyamah. And this person will turn to Allah and say, Ya Rabb, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, that, oh my Lord, why am I blind? Why have you raised me blind? This is the day of Qiyamah. I lived a life on earth and I could see. Why am I blind today, Ya Allah? Oh my Lord, what has happened? Is this a mistake? And Allah will engage His slave in discussion and say, Allah says, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ, Allah will tell him, in the same way, أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا, in the same way, our ayat came to you, the Quran came to you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to you, the Shaykh came to you, the teacher came to you, the khutbah came to you, the YouTube video came to you, the conference lecture came to you, فَنَسِيتَهَا, but you chose to just hear and not listen. You chose to forget. In the same way you chose to forget, you are forgotten today. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. What will be our situation, O servants of Allah? What will be our situation? There's no deeds to be shared on the day of Qiyamah. What will be our situation? This is the situation of the wretched. On the other hand, Allah tells us, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, that the one who does good deeds from the males and the females, and they believe in Allah, they are the believers. These are equations. These are principles. Whoever does good deeds from the males and the females, and they believe in Allah, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, then we will revive their situation and their life. We will give them a beautiful, peaceful life. A life of richness and no poverty. A life of happiness and no depression. A life of justice and no oppression. Right? This is what will happen. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us of a time when a person will have one fruit and it will feed him and keep him full for days. When Isa alayhi salam comes and the Dajjal is killed and piety fills the earth. When piety fills the earth, Allah allows His mercy to reach the people of this earth. It is our sins, O servants of Allah, and it is only our piety that will turn this situation around. Each of us individually have a role to play. We have to fix ourselves. If we fix our home and give da'wah to our neighbor's home, and then we have two homes fixed, inshallah, this will spread until the neighborhood is fixed. And when the neighborhood is fixed, perhaps the vicinity will become fixed. And when the vicinity becomes fixed, perhaps the area will become fixed. And when the area becomes fixed, perhaps the city will be fixed. And then the other cities until the country is fixed. And like this, until the continents are fixed. This is the duty upon us, O servants of Allah. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, how do we stop the regression? We stop the regression, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, by tawbah and istighfar. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. That, O you who believe, turn to Allah and seek repentance for your sins, a sincere repentance. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness for your sins. This is the first step, O servants of Allah, that we rid ourselves of the sadness of shaitan that shaitan brings upon us. The job of shaitan, لِيُحْزِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He wants to make the people of iman sad. He wants to make us believe that we have no hope. He wants to make us believe that we're too old. We can't get Jannah anymore. We're going to die anytime. We're 35, we're 45, we may be 65 or 85. There's no hope left. Time is done. We cannot balance the scales. We've spent too many decades in sinning and spoiling the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have hope. Rid yourself of those thoughts. Get rid of those thoughts. This is the first step, O servants of Allah. And to help you rid yourselves of these thoughts, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for Himself amazing names, and names of mercy and compassion. And not just one name, but names. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafir, and He is Al-Ghaffar, and He is Al-Ghafoor, and He is Al-Tawwab, and He is Al-Rahman, and He is Al-Rahim, and He is Al-Barr, and He is Al-Afu, and He is, and He is, and He is subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has chosen for Himself many, many names of compassion and mercy, so that you and I, we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter what we've done, as long as we are breathing, we know we have a door to turn to and get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have our slates clean. O servants of Allah, for the Muslim who does one sin, Allah says he is Al-Ghafir, the one who forgives your sins. For the Muslim who constantly falls into a sin after asking Allah to forgive him, some sins are too strong for us. We weak in front of it. We hate it. We're trying to get rid of it. But there's a process and there's a time span between us and leaving that sin. So we keep falling into that sin. Allah says, don't worry, for my name is Al-Ghaffar. Meaning, Allah is not the only one who forgives once, but is the one who perpetually forgives you, even if He just forgave you. And for the one who has sinned for decades and never turned to Allah and suddenly feels like he or she is going to die, and they feel like, I have no choice. What is 1 or 2 weeks of my life going to mean in front of decades of sin? Allah tells you, don't worry as well, for He has chosen for Himself another name known as Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor, which is upon the Arabic scale Al-Fa'ul. And any word on the scale denotes an occupation. Which means Allah is telling us, my occupation is to forgive you. If you want to be forgiven, there's only one door that you can walk through, and that is through the door of Al-Ghafoor. So even if you have decades of sin, just walk through the door. It is my job to forgive you. It's your job to walk through. It's my job to forgive, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And Allah, even with His mercy, He is Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. A mercy that encompasses the animals, the non-Muslims, and the Muslims. And then Allah says, I am Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. meaning I have a special mercy for those who declare me as one and accept the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who are Muslims, I have a special mercy for you. Wallahi, O servants of Allah, Allah gives the disbelievers when they make dua for Him. He gives them even though they insult Him, even though they disobey Him. So what about you, O servant of Allah? Rid the sadness of Iman by thinking these things, by understanding these realities. And then understand, O servant of Allah, that from the names of Allah is Al-Afu. Al-Afu refers to the eraser, refers to the effacer. Which means Allah is telling us that, you know what? When I forgive you in a way that the ground on which you did that sin is made to forget. And the angels who wrote that sin are made to forget. And the ink that has recorded your mistake is made to forget. And when you meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, it's as if you never did it in the first place. This is the perfection of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Al-Wahidul Qahhar, Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, Al-Ladhi Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad, wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. O servants of Allah, it is Allah who said Himself, in a hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibn Adam, O servant of O son of Adam, O son of Adam, إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. That you sin in the day and you sin in the night. You make these mistakes, but it's only Allah who forgives you in the day, and it is only Allah who forgives you at night. Turn to Allah and Allah will forgive you. It is Allah who says, يا ابن آدم, O son of Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك أنان السماء ثم استغفرت لي لغفرتها لك ولا أبالي. O son of Adam, if you sinned and sinned and sinned, that your sins filled the surfaces of the environments that you lived in, that your sins reached the levels of the clouds, that your sins reached the skies, that is how sinful you were. ثم استغفرت لي, and then you sincerely regretted what you did. You sincerely hate your past. And you sincerely intend Allah and His Jannah. And you turn to Allah. And you seek forgiveness from your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Allah doesn't say, seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. No. Ar-Rahman says, seek forgiveness from me and consider yourself forgiven. La ilaha illallah. Don't get up and doubt that if I die, maybe Allah has forgiven me. Maybe He hasn't forgiven me. No. Allah says, أغفر لكم. I am telling you, seek sincerely and consider it done. This is the good hope Allah wants you to have in Him when He has these names, O servants of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let none of you die except that you die having good hope in Allah, that He's forgiven you, that He's accepted your deeds. This is how a Muslim dies. Right? A Muslim is one who teaches other people to live in his dying. And he teaches other people how to die in his living. When he lives, he's attached to Allah. When he makes a mistake, he turns to Allah. And when he dies having good hope in Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, wa billahi, wa tallahi, Jannah was not created except for you, O servant of Allah. Except for you. It is a God-given gift to the person of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is for us to assume the podium of excellence that Allah has given us by doing the do's and staying away from the don'ts and stop wasting time, because enough is enough, O servants of Allah. Enough is enough. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah says, has a time not come, O servant of Allah? Has a time not come, O child of Adam? Has the time not come for your hearts to feel the khashya of Allah, to tear with the love for Allah, to have hope in Allah, to want to be obedient to Allah? Has the time not come for you to change yourself because of this Qur'an that Allah has revealed to you? And then Allah says, وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Don't be like the people of the book before you. They had success, but they chose the dunya. They chose the temporary life instead of the akhirah. They became victims of time. They thought they wouldn't die. And because of that, they made this their jannah, so they became sinful. Many of them were sinful. Many of them were sinful. Their hearts became hardened, and the sins began to pour. May Allah protect us from a hard heart. There's nothing worse than a hard heart. A hard rock is better than a hard heart. A hard rock is better than a hard heart. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah about rocks. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ There's some rocks, they explode, through them springs explode from them. They give you water, they benefit you. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ Some rocks, a crack happens in them and water comes out from it. Subhanallah. It benefits you. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ And there's some rocks, you see them falling down the hills, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're rolling out of the fear of Allah. They have khashya. They fear Allah with respect. They understand who Allah is. The aura that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns. Hard rocks are better than hard hearts. But remember, we always have hope. And Allah gives us hope. Because after He tells us to change, He says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا He says, know and understand that it is Allah who gives life to dead land after it was dead. So Allah can give life to your dead heart after it is dead as well. We just got to want it, O servants of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. May Allah forgive our past, inspire our futures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us in His obedience and cause us not to die except when He's pleased with us, except when Jannah has been decreed for us. And may Allah bless us to enter Jannah with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any accountability. Subhanallah, the day of Qiyamah is tough. Subhanallah, the day of Qiyamah is hard. Wallahi, death is hard. What about the grave? What do you know will be the reality of the day of Qiyamah? What do you know to be the reality of the day of Qiyamah? May Allah protect us from the trials and tribulations of death and the grave and the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.